It almost seems like science fiction. Lasers that detect biological weapons, digital imaging that can identify a person from miles away, and mini spy vehicles that are modeled after dragonflies. But this is the research happening at colleges and universities across the state.
In Southwest Ohio, you've got, in the field of aerospace, you think about GE Aviation and Wright-Patterson, and then UD and Wright State and Ohio State and Cincinnati together. It's a real powerhouse.
Eric Fingerhut is the chancellor of the Ohio Board of Regents. There are 6 Centers of Excellence categories. This is the 5th that's been announced, and it focuses on aerospace, transportation, and logistics. Fingerhut says that the universities in the group will meet together to discuss their work, and the state will issue reports on their progress. Bottom line, Fingerhut says he hopes this collaboration will be good news for Ohio's economy.
It's amazing how many new opportunities for research or scientific breakthroughs come from simply the interaction between scientists and scholars in closely related fields as they share their respective areas of interest and find those areas of overlap between them.
Case Western Reserve University and the University of Cincinnati are among the others selected for the Centers of Excellence program. Fingerhut says they've not yet scheduled the first meeting between the universities involved, but says he hopes it will happen in the next 6 months. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.